This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today, the UK government have published more details of their welfare reform proposals. On Wednesday, the 18th of June, the UK government published more details of their welfare reform proposals, nearly 3 months after Work and Pension Secretary Liz Kendall announced a benefits crackdown. The plans include changes to universal credit and job seekers allowance, as well as new, stricter requirements for those receiving personal independence payments. We're joined today by Roisin Jacklin, RNIB Policy Officer, to learn more about how this will impact blind and partially sighted people. Hi Roisin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
So what are some of the key takeaways from the updated proposals for PIP users?
Yeah, so we got the publication of the government's Universal Credit and Personal Independence Payment Bill. And really what it sets out is what we've kind of feared and what the government has kind of set out previously of what how they'd like to reform health and disability benefits. There's a lot around kind of the new rules affecting personal independence payment and how people will need to, in addition to kind of the existing criteria, score at least 4 points in one of the daily living elements to get that component of PIP. So that's something we've been really pushing back on and really worried, and we'll be urging MPs to really speak up against. The only real kind of concession around PIP was that someone who no longer qualifies would be giving additional time, so 13 weeks, before they lose that essential support that they're currently receiving. And we're really clear, kind of this in no way kind of substitutes for the loss of what could be an average of £4,500 a year that someone might lose if they kind of lose access to the daily living element of PIP. They were also kind of in the bill today outlining how the government is going to be kind of cutting and freezing the universal credit health element. There were talks and commitments to uprate the standard allowance, but this is quite undermined when kind of we know so many blind and partially sighted people receive the health top-up on universal credit, and this kind of will see cuts.
And how many blind and partially sighted people will lose their eligibility for PIP?
So for PIP, we know through some freedom of information requests we put for the Department for Work and Pensions, there could be thousands of blind or partially sighted people who won't meet the new threshold. So it's something we really need to kind of keep pushing back on. We know in a few weeks MPs will be voting on this in Parliament. So it's really important we're doing all we can and that supporters join with us to really urge their MPs to kind of vote against these plans.
And how will this impact those in Scotland who receive adult disability payment?
Yeah, that's a really good question and something I know our team in Scotland are really concerned about and really closely monitoring. We're worried that it could impact kind of the funding that the Scottish government gets and pays out in adult disability payments. So it's something, yeah, we'll be really closely monitoring. We've been working with partners in the sight loss sector to put together a response to kind of the government's plans, and one of the points we make is around this and pushing and wanting more detail, because at the moment there's very little detail and impact assessments on kind of the implications in Scotland.
And you mentioned earlier how the new point system tightens eligibility. Can you go into more detail about the new system and how it will impact blind and partially sighted people?
Yeah, so it would mean at the moment to qualify for the daily living element of PIP across kind of the different activities, you can accumulate points. So to get the standard rate, you'd need at least 8 points. And to get the enhanced rate, you'd need kind of at least 12 points. So it's going to put an additional requirement on people. At the moment, people can accumulate points. So you might score kind of 2 points across the activities, and that could add up to 8 or 12 points. But it's going to mean that in at least one activity, so it might be kind of an activity to do with reading, activity to do with preparing food or getting dressed, you need to score 4 points. So it's going to mean kind of the criteria is tightened and more people are missing out when we know they need kind of PIP and to live independently.
And a lot of the conversation from MPs has focused on making these cuts to try and encourage people back into work, but we know that PIP is not a means-tested benefit and it is essential for people both in work and out of work and can actually help people stay in work a lot of the time as well. How will charities like RNIB and others be working to try and get this point across to MPs ahead of the vote?
Yeah, that's a really important point and something we really need to bring across to MPs. We're working really closely with blind and partially sighted people who are concerned about the cuts. I think sharing kind of these people's experiences and how, like you say, PIPs help them stay in work and enter work, I think is a really important way of kind of bringing that across to decision makers. But it's certainly something we've spelled out really clearly in our kind of joint sector response to the consultation. And yeah, we just need to keep spelling the point that kind of cuts to PIP, they're not going to move anyone closer into work.
And where can people go for more information and stay updated with the latest news?
Please go to our website. We've done a news item so you can read a bit more about the detail and what was kind of announced. There's also in that news article an important link. If you haven't yet, do take part in our very quick e-action. There's a template there so you can kind of raise your concerns with your MP within minutes. The more MPs kind of hear from their constituents, the more likely they're going to speak out against the votes. And it is, for lots of people, a really concerning time. So do use our helpline if you have concerns, and we're here to kind of talk through what the changes could mean for you.
Well, thank you so much, Roisin Jacqueline, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.